good morning. Welcome to the Front Porch here on this Thursday edition. Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First. And, of course, King Cummins across the way, the legend. Good morning.
Where is he?
I don't know. Where is he?
He didn't show up today.
He didn't show up today?
No.
So are you the brother, the twin brother?
Yes, I'm Denny.
Denny.
Kenny.
Okay,
yeah.
Denny.
Yeah, Kenny is out rabbit hunting.
Okay. So you're saying Kenny would rather be out rabbit hunting?
I'm just saying he's not here.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So what do you do on these things? I've never been on the radio before.
You're going to have to share a word with us.
Word.
Yeah.
I just did.
Okay.
Word. Is that how you do it?
Yeah. That's how you do it. Just word.
Well, that's and what are we going to do the next 54 minutes?
Well, I guess we can talk about a concert coming up.
What's that?
Where singers get together and they do a big concert for people.
Really?
Yeah, they sing.
Does it cost money?
Yeah, there's tickets. You have to buy them.
Really?
Yeah, unless you win some tickets from Missionary Radio.
Is that possible?
That's possible tomorrow.
Well, I'd like to know how that works. Now, you tell me.
Well, all you have to do
I was talking to Ken, and, and he said that you really had to tell who the artists are. Are they going to paint a picture, or are they going to sing, or what?
Well, they're going to sing. And, of course, Jeremy Camp, We Are Messengers, and Skillet.
Oh, is that what you fry your eggs in?
Yeah. At least I do. I mean, you know.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Tell me who the groups are.
But Skillet, Jeremy Camp, and We Are Messengers, a great lineup.
And Awakening Foundation putting
yes,
it on,
putting
I understand.
It on. And, of course, that's going to be at Clarksville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Where?
And it's going to be at the F&M Bank Arena, which is
They're not going to do it at the bank?
No, not at the bank. It's going to be at the arena downtown.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I believe I've been by there a couple of times. It's a nice facility. I've never been inside, but I have.
So that's going to be going on. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can get your tickets. I think there's a website for that, and it's Awakening Foundation, and you can just go there, and it'll take you out to Ticketmaster, or you just go direct to Ticketmaster if you're on there and look for the concert.
That's it.
Yeah, you mentioned something about winning.
Yeah, winning.
How do you do that?
Just by going to our Facebook page, and that's Missionary Radio or World Needs King Jesus. Look it up either
way.
Well,
Missionary Radio is the best way.
Okay, that's the best way. But you go on there and just look for the post. Oh, you'll see it. It's nice. It says Awakening Tour 2025.
Mm-hmm. And put your name in the comments.
Put your name in the comments.
And we're going to draw. Need to be clear. Just because you put your name there doesn't mean that you're going to get a ticket.
That's it. We're going to draw for
it. I'm going to quote one of my favorite presidents.
Okay.
Let me make this perfectly clear.
Okay.
You know who said that?
Was it Ronald Reagan?
No.
No. Okay.
Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Say, okay. Well.
Did you ever take history in school?
Yeah, but I didn't pay attention, so.
Really? Mm-hmm. Kind of like you're paying attention to my, but I have to tell Ken you're not paying attention to me.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yep. No, in all seriousness, that we will draw tomorrow. Now, we will be giving some more courtesy of Awakening Foundation.
Yes.
We'll be giving them away by call-in at some point, probably as soon as Friday.
Okay.
Which is tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes.
Actually, Monday, probably.
You don't do it Monday?
Probably, that since we're doing those on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're doing a little trial and error. Not error. We're doing just a little trial.
There you go.
And we want people to go to our social media page.
Okay.
And that's where that's being promoted. So that's a great opportunity to use that, won't you think?
Sure, I think so. I really do.
Well, I didn't know you think. That's amazing, Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get woke up.
You're not awakened?
No, not really.
You need to go to the Awakening Foundation.
I need to go to the Awakening. That's what I need to do. Well, we can do that.
All right. Well, I see what we can come up with this morning. You said I had to get a word, so I'm going to look for a word.
Well, I figured you're a preacher, so you should. Well,
my brother.
Okay, so you, Denny is not a. He's
a lay person. He's not a preacher.
All right.
So I'll see what I can come up with.
Okay.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's word in 60 seconds. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." A.W. Tozer writes, "Whoever will listen will hear the speaking heaven. This is definitely not the hour when men take kindly to an exhortation to listen, for listening is not today a part of popular religion. We're at the opposite end of the pole from there. Religion has accepted the monstrous heresy that noise, size, activity, and bluster make a man dear to God. It's hard for us to be still before God and listen. We need to be alone with our Bible open and let God speak to us through His words and our minds. Are you listening? Today is a good day to start to listen to the voice of our Savior. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
It taps me into what I need to hear for spiritual growth and keeps me on the right path and just feeds my soul.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
And this is the Front Porch on Thursday. Yeah, your Christian community radio station with Denny Cummins.
Yes, and here I am. I'm Ken's brother. Good to talk to you this morning and to greet you in the name of Jesus. And by the way, I hope you didn't put your spring apparel away.
Yeah.
But well, you're dressed up like you're going to Alaska, my friend. Yeah, it's 85 you know, here in the studio. I'm looking at it.
Well, it's 37 outside, though.
Well, it's 75, brother, here right now.
I'm looking at it. 87. I was going to say, it'd be awful.
Well, I'm about to come down to take my shirt off.
Don't do it.
Well, it'd be an interesting, nobody'd know it but you. Well,
that's true. That's true. But I don't want to see it. No, I'm just joking.
I don't blame you. But I will tell you that here on the front porch, we're here, this just 2 weeks from today, is Thanksgiving.
And 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's an opportunity to thank the Lord, and it's an action. It's Thanksgiving. You're expressing it. So I want to give you an opportunity. Wouldn't it be nice to hear your voice on the radio saying thanks to God? I think so. And to be thankful that we have still a Christian voice local that we can share things like this. So
amen.
Let me ask you to hear, just you can just here's a prompt. Just what am I thankful for? And name it off. Or maybe you have a story to tell. And if you mess up in the process, don't worry.
We can fix it.
Yes. We'll make you say sound like you are trying out to go to Broadway. You'll be so precise.
There you go.
No, we're not going to alter what you say, but we can straighten out a mistake.
Sure.
Here's a number to call, 270-962-4055. Now, we will, if you say something other than missionary radio, yes, we will take care of that.
Yeah.
I will let you know that real quick. But it's 270-962-4055. And call on demand anytime you want. It's a voicemail.
Okay.
It comes directly to us, and we'll take care of it. So what are you thankful for? It's just a great way to be about thanking the Lord for all He is and all He does, and then to edify others on to Thanksgiving as well. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, there's a little pivotal verse. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with which Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage." Now, in the book of Galatians is interesting in a lot of respects because the whole theme of it is about salvation and grace. And as a matter of fact, the key thought here is that some were going back at the time when Paul wrote this letter around AD 49 or around AD 49, 52. And what he's doing, he's dealing with those who are going back to the law to demand salvation, or that's the only way which the Jewish, the religion or Judaism really reverenced and cared for the law. The law was sacred to them, and rightfully so. But that we found out that it would not lead to salvation. There isn't any way that you and I, you think about it, can keep 613 law statements.
Mm-hmm.
If you're guilty of one, you're guilty of them all. Think about all the laws in the United States of America that we don't even begin to know. That's why Jesus later would say, all these hinge on this, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, your mind. And he would add, as he always does, your neighbor as yourself. Mm. And he took Deuteronomy 6 even a bit further. And he says, but everything is love God and love people. That's it. Love God, love people. But in that love, it's by grace that you're saved. But anyway, the Jews were perverting and were going back, the Christians even, were preaching another gospel. So he deals with that in the book of Galatians and talks about that you're no longer a slave to the law, that you have been set free, that Jesus fulfilled the law. Jesus said he didn't come to destroy the law, but that he came to fulfill it. As a matter of fact, at one point, he even told his disciples that your righteousness must exceed those of the Pharisees. And man, they did everything down to the jot and the tittle. That would be equivalent to us dotting an I or on an I or a J or something like that. I mean, it's that minute. But how can our righteousness exceed the Pharisees? The only way is because of the righteousness that we've been given through the Lord Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that the behavior that the Bible condemns that we embrace. These days, it seems like we, in my humble opinion, is that some of the, quote, progressive Christianity think they've finally been set, the freedom that they're enjoying is the freedom to do whatever they want to. That is erroneous. And the behavior, it just does matter. If you're indeed saved and I'm indeed saved, it will lead to righteous behavior because it's Christ in you, Christ in me. And he's not going to lead us to deviant behavior.
That's right.
I mean, that's just that clear.
Very true.
I ask you, Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First. That's what Ken told me to call you.
Okay.
Okay. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Because it's the first time I've met you, so I...
No, that's correct.
That is correct. Okay, I'm sitting in for him today, by the way.
Okay, okay.
But anyway, he's... I better stop. Somebody's going to believe it's true.
You're going to get people confused.
Okay, I'll get back to the point. Now, Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First, do you ascertain that it's okay to do whatever you want to and still say you're a Christian?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because we have an advocate with the Father. Every time that I know when I get ready to mess up, he tells me.
You get ready? You're planning on it?
Well, I mean, if I'm thinking about it,
you're being tempted. Go ahead.
Yeah, being tempted with something.
Yeah, I understand.
But right off the bat, the Lord will say, Brian, don't do it. Now, it's my free will to do whatever I want to do.
That's
of course.
Correct, right?
But
there are consequences.
There's consequences because I believe and I know it because it's happened to me. The Lord will whip you.
Well, we've been trying to the world is trying to get us to accept that it's okay that such deviant behavior as man married to a man, a woman married to a woman, and that it's okay to get a sex change.
Yeah.
And even making political identity statements around that, and if you don't believe that, you're just an awful bigot of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, what is your authority? Is it what the world says? Is it what the Bible says? Mm-hmm. Now, the true gospel is to be saved by the grace of God, but it does lead to change. It does lead to a new life, and it will align with Scripture.
Yeah.
Will it be immediate? Well, you have to learn how that is.
Yes.
And the truth is that usually we'll say that, hey, I just can't help myself. Well, are you even trying? Yeah. But the truth is you cannot help yourself. The Lord will help you.
That's right.
But in Galatians 5:1 that I've read, it talks about the liberty that we've had, that Christ has set us free of that law, of that yoke that held us into slavery. It goes back to that very idea to the Roman thinking that a son became an heir of things at a certain point later on when the father had a ceremony. It has a big, long name. And he says, okay, now you are adopted into the family inheritance.
Yeah.
But as soon as you come a Christian, you're no longer a slave to sin. You've been taken off that, and you've been made co-heirs with Jesus Christ. Wow. Mm-hmm. And somebody says, I got a mansion over the hilltop. I never quite understood that, but that song is – but nevertheless, the idea is that he's gone to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we shall be also. Now, that I do understand.
Yes.
And he's promised us – something far better than he could even imagine. But we've been set free not to sin, but free to serve.
That's right.
Recently, we celebrated on the 11th Veterans Day, all right?
Okay.
Which was Tuesday.
Was Tuesday.
It wasn't Veterans Day. It was Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
And because of the price paid for the veterans living and deceased, those in peace and wartime, we are enjoying freedoms that we still cherish, like freedom of speech, all kinds of different freedoms. But they're being attacked when people are being said, well, I can get these free things, and am starting to break Marxism and all of this thing, and they call that progressive. But I want to ask you, have you ever seen that historically work? But the answer is no. But the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ is the freedom to serve and the freedom to live out in Thanksgiving. And that's what I want to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Now, Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First, do you play the piano?
I do not. I wish I could.
Well, you're moving your hands as quickly as one who plays a piano. What does all that mean?
That means it's time for Pen from the Heart. Are you ready?
Well, I wasn't told about that. I thought I was told I just needed to talk for 55 minutes.
Well, this is a part of our programming we have to get
into.
Oh!
Well, you take it from here then.
All right.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Herndon, we are very thankful for the Bible teaching, especially Alistair Begg, Focus on the Family, Chuck Swindoll, and Tony Evans. From Tennessee Ridge, I am very thankful for Missionary Radio music and programs. We need to continue praying for our country and Israel. God bless you all. From Clarksville, I'm praying that God will supply all of Missionary Radio's needs. And from Elkton, I appreciate this ministry of the station. It is so much needed in this day.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our Testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
To exalt King Jesus, Missionary Radio.
That's Denny. Right. Good morning. This is Denny, Ken's brother, brother. I'm filling in for him today. He likes to rabbit hunt. He's got a whole kennel full of dogs.
Really?
And I hear that he chases rabbits when he preaches, too.
Well.
Have you heard that about him? I'll need to talk to him about it if that's the case.
Well, you know, I've heard him preach a few times in person.
Really?
I've never really said that I've heard him chase rabbits.
And heard him do that, not me.
Yeah, I've never heard him chase rabbits.
Okay. Well, I guess he leaves it to his dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he does.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is a great song.
It is.
And the ones that Jesus loves is everyone.
Absolutely.
And you don't get cleaned up before you take a bath. He does the cleaning.
Absolutely.
And the Christians do the skinning sometimes. So here, let me explain myself. When I was a teenager, and I was Christian, and I rededicated my life, and I was kind of living a dual life, honestly, for a little bit, and for a short amount of time. We all lived the struggle, mind you. We all lived that, no matter until the day we called home.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I was making direct choices I knew was wrong. Yeah. Until I gave my heart totally to the Lord, and I said, "Man, I need help." And I was in a loving church. That was before I was a preacher. They were really good to me. But here's the point: I wanted to listen to Christian radio. Well, I was listening to on my turntable and my 8-track. I was listening to Christian music, and I wanted to hear Christian music in the genre that really I appreciated. I grew up listening to, and I still do. Please, this is not a music war; it's a story.
Okay.
I am involved every day in Southern Gospel, Brian, as you know.
Sure, yes.
And just as you are. I mean, deeply involved.
Yeah.
But here's the point. I was listening to a radio station, the only one around at that time.
Okay.
And it was around 5 o'clock, and I was getting ready to go to prayer meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, understand, I'm not a preacher yet. I'm trying to seek the Lord and understand how to apply all of these things.
Mm.
And this is 76, somewhere along there.
Yeah.
And here I'm listening, or maybe 77. And so here we go. This preacher comes on. And he says, now, if you come to church here tonight, men, here's what you need to look like.
Mm.
You need to make sure your hair is cut above your ears. And I reached up and said, wait a minute, I had long, thick hair. That's back in, I know, that's a long time ago.
That's back in the day.
Back in the day. He's kind of, I got wavy hair now, wave goodbye. But anyway, it was back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I can't go there. I said, that's what your way it's supposed to be. I knew better. But anyway, yeah, I was listening. Yeah. He kept on. He said, not only should it be covered above your ears, he said, if you got those pork chop sideburns, you need to get those things cut. Those things are hideous. I reached up and grabbed my face.
You had some.
I had a pair of them. I said, well, that leaves me out. And then he went on, no whiskers. Well, I hadn't got my cat out to lick them off yet, and so I was in again as a teenager. So then he started on the ladies, and he said, we'll measure your hem of your skirt or dress before you come in, and he went all through it.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me ask you, would you feel welcome to that place?
I would not feel welcomed.
Was in another setting,
mm-hmm.
and now this was a singing at a certain church.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is a real life story, both of those.
Okay.
This time I'm sitting there, and this we were part of this group that I was following were some of my best friends. And
sure.
They were in the group, and I loved to hear them sing. So we went to a singing. But anyway, this young lady who was a friend of us had worked at a hardware store there in Princeton,
mm-hmm.
and you had to wear a certain uniform,
mm.
and that included pants.
Mm.
So in order for her to make the singing,
she had to come as she was.
She'd have missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
So she walked in right at intermission, had a seat, didn't think anything about it. The pastor gets up. She's sitting by me. We're friends. That's all. We're just friends. And all of a sudden, the preacher says the following. Well, we're not going to do it now, but the next time that a certain lady that just walked in, inappropriate for God's house, we're going to go ask you to leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, when they started singing, I kind of nudged her. I said, let's go back to Princeton. And we'll just go to the Burger Queen, get us a hamburger. And of course, I had to sign on to the radio station next day anyway.
Yeah.
So I was ready, tired. I was ready to go.
That was
and she had her car, and then she went home. I went home. That's out of the story. But here's the thing. That's legalism. We've been set free from that. And there would be those that will say, because the exterior, you know, you can put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig.
That's true.
But it's from the inside out.
Yes.
I've told those stories before, not to shame churches, but to say, look, if we are set free in Christ, I believe in modesty. Mm. I believe in holiness.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in trusting the Holy Spirit to work in people's lives and getting to understand the scripture to live godly. Now, on the other hand, we shouldn't be walking in to a church building dressed like we're going to a local bar.
That's true.
Now, that's your chance to jump on that one.
That's true. Well, you know, we was discussing off air, you know.
Yes, we were. We had the best talks off air.
Listen, I'm going to go back and say what I'm going
to
mention.
You going to react to my story?
I'm going to mention what you mentioned. You know, we catch them, and he cleans them up.
That's it.
You know, when they first start coming to church, whatever they're wearing, leave them alone.
Please.
Leave them alone.
Don't mention their tattoos and their piercings
and a bunch of nonsense. Don't start judging.
It doesn't matter.
It does not matter. Let the Lord clean them up.
They're free.
Yes. They're at least they're in church.
That's
they're
right.
there.
And they will grow.
And they will grow. Just leave them alone.
Let them make those choices. Guide them. Lead them. Nourish them.
That's right.
Again, you can do all, you're right, Brian, you can do all the exterior that you want.
That's it.
I've often said this, and again, I'm not being, trying to be funny on this one. Everybody trying to be funny anyway. I'm just being, sharing about real life stories. Yeah. Here's the point. You can put a suit on anybody and think they look like a Christian, but they're devilish on the inside. I would just take Congress, for example, and I'll leave it right there.
That's true.
You can put a suit on a bunch of them, those folks, and all they have is a political agenda in mind, and money is what's leading.
That's it.
But for a Christian brothers, and that's not all of them are like that. That's a broad stroke. But I will say to you in the name of Jesus with all my heart, I'm not perfect, neither are you. But we get into a yoke of bondage. That's what I've been trying to address this whole morning so far. But we're thankful for the freedom we have in Christ, but that freedom isn't to sin. That freedom is to serve. That freedom is to live like Christ. That freedom is to enjoy Him. And that freedom that we have is to be thankful for what He's done for us, that we're no longer slaves to sin, but we have been made overcomers in this life, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that story about listening to that radio station, I didn't listen anymore.
You clicked it off, huh?
I did. That is not the message that the Bible.
No.
I was very immature in my faith at that time, even though I'd been to church all my life. I started getting to the Word for myself and not listening to what others told me it said. And after I started studying, I said, "Nah. I don't think that has a thing to do with my relationship with the Lord."
No.
All right. All right. Go ahead, Brian.
Johnny Erickson Tada, Sharing Hope.
Welcome to Johnny Erickson Tada, Sharing Hope. You know, a lot of people think Johnny's always on the go in her wheelchair. And you know what? They're right.
It does seem my wheelchair is always on rabbit speed. I should explain that. You see on my power stick, I have only two speeds. One is a little turtle icon, that means slow, and the other is this little rabbit symbol, and that means go fast. And so I am usually on the go like a rabbit, and believe me, I am so very grateful for that, because I have spent long seasons in bed, recovering from pressure sores and the like, and I tell you what, it's not easy to slow down. So when I am up and about, I'm so thankful, because I know that one day, maybe not long in the future, there will come a time when I cannot be a rabbit. I cannot be on the go. A time when I cannot travel or sit up in my wheelchair as long as I do. Still, I want you to know that even as on the go as I am, I do love to rest. God says in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, quote, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Don't you love that? Because when I am moving forward into life, God's presence goes with me. And as He goes with me, He gives me rest. How can I enjoy God's rest when I'm moving through life on rabbit speed? Well, for one thing, my paralysis means that I have a kind of built-in rest. I am always sitting. I am never moving, even though I'm on the go. So I carry around me in my body a beautiful kind of constant rest that is always so peaceful, so satisfying. I once read an essay on rest in which the writer reflected on what a godly rest is. She says it means to, quote, "step out of self-life into Christ life, to lie still and let Him lift you out of it, to fold your hands close and hide your face on the hem of His garment, to let Him lay His soothing, cooling, healing hands upon your soul and draw out from you all the hurry and the fever from your veins. To realize that you are not a mighty messenger, an important worker of His, full of care and responsibility, but only a little child with a father's gentle bidding to heed and fulfill. To rest in God's presence means to lay your busy plans and ambitions confidently in His hands, to cease to live in self and for self, and to live in Him and for Him, to love His honor more than your own, to be a clear medium for His life tide to shine and glow through. This is consecration. This is rest. And oh, friend, this is the kind of rest I'm talking about. It is so satisfying, so refreshing, and I am utterly grateful to my wheelchair for making it possible. I do not know what I would do without my paralysis. I know that sounds strange, but it provides a constant rest for me. Years ago, I decided to be done with the striving and anxious feelings, you know, done with the restlessness. Once I embraced God in my wheelchair, it gave me a peace and a rest that passes all human understanding. And as I said, for that, I am so grateful. So today, whatever speed you are on, embrace God. Know that He is with you in it. And like Exodus chapter 33, His presence is going to go with you. He'll give you rest. No matter how busy you are, step out of self-life and into Christ-life.
So today, friend, hide your face in the hem of Christ's garment, and you'll see everything clearly. If you need prayer for any of this, remember to share your prayer requests with us at johnnyradio.org.
Concert information. The Awakening Tour featuring Skillet and Jeremy Camp. Saturday, November 22nd in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena with special guest We Are Messengers. One night. One stage. The Awakening Tour. Skillet, Jeremy Camp, and We Are Messengers. Tickets and info available at awakeningfoundation.com. The Awakening Tour, an Awakening Foundation event.
Well, you're listening to The Front Porch, aren't you?
You are listening to The Front Porch.
On your community Christian station?
Yeah. Let's mention something real quick,
Missionary
Danny.
Radio.
Can I do something, Danny?
Yes, please do.
What
is your name again?
Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to mention that we have podcast available.
Sure. Please do.
Okay. That's on our website, missionary.radio. You can go top right-hand corner. You'll see where it says podcast. Click on it. You're going to have two options. You're going to have a rocking chair or you're going to have a microphone. Okay.
I'd like both.
You like both? So, because you like talking on a microphone.
Sitting in my rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but you got two options. You got the rocking chair for Front Porch. You got the microphone for Ministry Spotlight. Click which one you want. Go back and listen to past broadcasts.
And whatever platform you get your podcast.
That's it.
And you can get, by the way, you can also get the Missionary Radio app and get it through there.
That's it.
Either go through wherever you get, either for your Google Play, or to the App Store, whichever device you have, that'll work.
Yep.
And keywords, Missionary Radio, to download that. If you put call letters, you're not going to get it, and you'll get frustrated and get aggravated.
And mad.
And have to pray and repent.
Then you'll have to actually call Ken instead of Denny. So.
And Ken will tell you to call Tammy, and she's going to and she'll tell you to.
Missionary Radio.
She's a telephone lady.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not you.
No.
Okay.
She is.
Is Nanny like
no,
the telephone?
No. Neither one of us like telephones. Too
okay.
Well.
All right.
I'm a firm believer in texting and email.
Well, I like it. It's easy. So.
Yeah. And by the way, we do one more thing before we get back to the subject here, since Brian brought it up. But courtesy of Awakening Foundation, there is a concert coming to Clarksville featuring Skillet, We Are Messengers, Jeremy Camp, and not necessarily in that order, but that just happened the way I remember them.
Sure, sure.
And it's going to be at the F&M Bank Arena, the 22nd, 7 o'clock. The VIP ticket holders get in at 5. The rest of us get in at 5:30. But courtesy of the Awakening Foundation, we are giving away tickets. Two pairs tomorrow.
Okay,
they're going to be through Facebook only, and so there's a post there, and it says if you're interested in winning, put your name in the comments, and we'll put all those names together, and we'll draw out the two winners.
There you go.
So that's how that's going to work. Later on, we'll do them another way, but that's this week.
Okay, this week only.
That's right, Friday. Okay. Now, we've been talking about the freedom we have in Christ, and we're, again, going back to Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with which Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And think about that just for a moment. Let me read a little bit further. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. First, I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Now, that would mean you lost your salvation.
Yeah.
That means that they miss salvation in the sense that they're trying to be saved and justified by the law, because that was the Jewish mindset. By keeping the law, therefore you'd become, you'd see the next life. But he's saying it's impossible. You're in a yoke of bondage. And Christ fulfilled the law, and the only way to freedom is through Christ. So here at Thanksgiving time, we're thankful for God who gives true freedom. Now, the freedom here in our nation is definitely precious, but the freedom of our souls is priceless, to quote a commercial.
Yes, yes.
And Paul wrote, "Stand fast in the liberty which Christ has made us free." He set us free from sin's penalty. Now, what in the world does that mean? Well, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Mm. Because of sin, going all the way back to the first man and woman, we're fallen creatures.
Absolutely.
And the only way to be redeemed, bought back, restored, is through the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And he did it. Yes. So we're free from sin's penalty. Mm-hmm. Also, we're free from guilt and shame.
Mm.
If there's something in your past that that Satan just keeps bringing up to you, I understand that our sins are separated as far as the east is from the west. I understand that the woman at the well, the Samaritan lady, that great encounter, one of many that Jesus had, he said to her, "Go and sin no more."
That's what he said.
That is, we're going to mess up.
Sure, we're going
to. But he said, don't keep on living that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You now have living water,
yeah,
and you'll never thirst again. Now, that doesn't mean for you that want to be so literal. Well, he's saying you never need to take another drink of water. No, no. He's talking about spirit here.
Spirit.
But guilt, shame, it's been taken care of.
That's it.
You're free.
That's it.
And free from fear and hopelessness. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going. And you're just scared all the time, paranoid even, that you're going to die. I got news for you. You are.
We are.
We're all going to die. But you don't have to be fearful. Mm-mm. And then when you come to faith, faith takes over fear.
Yes.
And I found out in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it's impossible even to please God.
Mm.
And so if we go about just living in constant fear and there isn't any faith at all, well, you've been set free from that. Live in faith.
Right. Right.
Lord, you've got this. We always say he's got our back. I want to have my whole person.
Absolutely.
Now, the gospel is God's declaration of independence, in other words, for the human heart.
Mm-hmm.
So through Christ, death and resurrection, chains are broken, captives are released from the past. He will free you from addiction, too.
Absolutely.
And you'll learn how to live in freedom.
Absolutely.
You don't have to live in addiction.
Right.
And grace is extended to all who will believe. In fact, Jesus said that. He was speaking to a group of loyalists to the law, and he was even alluded to the fact that he was greater than Abraham and Moses, and man, they were just coming unglued. They were coming apart at the seams. And Jesus said to them, in John 8:32, he says, "For you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." But he all went on to say in verse 36, same chapter, "Therefore, if the Son of Man makes you free, you shall be free indeed."
Mm-hmm.
So, chains are gone. A new life has come. It's abundant. I have peace, passes understanding, the scripture says.
Yes.
And I am set free. Hallelujah.
It's a good word.
Well, thank you. To God be the glory. I'll tell Ken. But let me give this little illustration. When the big war was over, World War II in 1945, many prisoners of war were finally told, "You're free." But some were so conditioned by captivity that they stayed in their cells.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Spiritually, well, you take an animal that's born reared in a cage.
True. True.
And you let them out, they're going to sit there and look at you. This is my home.
Yeah, this is what they're used to.
They're so conditioned to being captive to the bars. And spiritually, many people are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Christ has opened the door, but you have to take that step into freedom. Walk in it. This Thanksgiving, let me encourage you to thank God not only for our national freedom, but for spiritual freedom. Christ died so you could be forgiven, free, and forever his. Now, let me just add in these last couple of minutes, we're thankful to him because gratitude glorifies God, the scripture says. Gratitude is a language of faith. It acknowledges that every blessing, physical and spiritual, it flows from the hand of a very gracious and loving God. In fact, here's a verse that I learned in VBS, Vacation Bible School, many moons ago. And that had to be a lot of moons ago. In Psalm 104 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. In other words, a thankful heart is a worshiping heart.
Yeah.
It was during the Civil War, President Lincoln proclaimed a National Day of Thanksgiving, 1863. That was in the midst of deep division and sorrow between the North and the South, kind of like today, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, no, not quite, but we're getting there. We got to pray. Let's pray for this, pray for our country. He recognized, President Lincoln, that even during hardship, that the blessings of God deserved our thanks. Now, if President Lincoln could call for gratitude in war, how much more should we, who live under grace, lift our hearts in thanksgiving for the cross? Have you thanked the Lord for the cross of Christ on which the Prince of Glory died? We live in a land of liberty because of brave men and women stood watch for us. But we live with eternal hope because the Savior laid down his life. Veterans gave us national freedom. Jesus gives us eternal freedom. Freedom may be defended by soldiers, but it was purchased by the Savior.
Amen.
Stand in your freedom. Don't get locked up like a Pharisee and a Sadducee. Please don't.
Yep.
Live in freedom. And again, I will reiterate, that is not to live in freedom to sin. It's a freedom to serve King Jesus. Well, I reckon I'll tell Ken everything went okay.
I'll try to remind.
In fact, you probably want Denny back instead of Kenny. I think Denny does a much better job.
Well, Denny done a wonderful job.
Well, bless his holy.
I'll make sure to tell Ken that.
Praise the Lord. I'll tell Ken.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.